I was exposed to public health when I was in college and was interested in pursuing a career in medicine when I found out that there is a specialty, preventive medicine and public health, that was very appealing to me because it spoke to ways of looking at health as a neighborhood, community level issue rather than just as an individual. And you need both for your overall health. But as we have learned in the last several years of public health research, where you live is more important than some of the genetic factors. So we say now that your zip code is more important than your genetic code. So that includes access to affordable housing. That includes the school systems and how well the schools perform. And access to healthy fruits and vegetables, fresh options. I think that concept, even though it had not been coined when I was figuring out what I wanted to do with my life, it's that concept that has appealed to me. So after graduating from medical school and public health, which I actually did in Southern California at Loma Linda University, I pursued training opportunities that would allow me to pursue practicing medicine as a public health physician.
So we've been hearing about the measles outbreak nationwide in the news a lot lately. The cases are much, much higher than they've been in the past. Of the top 10 kindergartens in California with the highest rate of unvaccinated kindergartners, 4 of Sonoma County kindergartens were on that list. Can you talk about some of your concerns for the rates of unvaccinated kids here and what you can kind of do to prevent infectious diseases like measles when so many people are unvaccinated?
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, the Federal Agency for Public Health, just announced that we have surpassed the previous high for having measles in the country, and it's in 1 year, and it's not even May yet. So that tells us that we have a lot of work to do in public health. Better understanding what some of the concerns are for parents who choose not to have their children vaccinated is an important piece of figuring out how do we improve vaccination rates. And I know a lot of places have begun those conversations, begun that work. I think when you talk to people who are in their 70s and 80s now, they will talk about when they were in school, how important it was to get those vaccinations. And there's all these pictures of people lined up in their gym uniforms to get vaccinated, having that opportunity and then seeing for their own children how many of those conditions you didn't see polio, for example. So for them, growing up, seeing some of those cases and then seeing them disappear is very significant. For some of us who are younger and you haven't seen how serious those conditions are, I think that's part of the disconnect that may be happening. And we are seeing some severe illness with the current measles cases that are occurring across the country. So that might be part of what we need to do is continue the educational efforts and make sure parents truly understand the risks associated with exposure to some of these vaccine-preventable diseases if their children are not vaccinated.